Permanent secretaries and heads of departments from several government ministries are meeting at a consultation this week to discuss matters relating to the National Comprehensive Disaster Management Policy. The consultation is being spearheaded by the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, with funding from the World Bank's Canada Caribbean Resilience Facility. Representatives from the private sector, civil society, non-governmental organizations, and community-based organizations are also involved in the consultation. Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, Michelle Forbes, says the consultation is timely as it provides the opportunity for stakeholders to review and update the national CDM policy.
To set the context, we first developed the CDM policy in 2014, but this was a year before we had our National Economic and Social Development Plan, a year before the Sendai Framework, and of course a few years before our own climate change policy here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We therefore recognized that we needed to update the policy to reflect and provide all the linkages with all of these overarching policies nationally, regionally and internationally also. We attempted to update it in 2020, and we know what happened in 2020. We had the pandemic. And while we were able to do a good document, we said that we did not have quite the kind of engagement that we would have liked by the stakeholders. And we know we had a lot of face-to-face consultations, but sometimes you don't get the substance that you want coming out of it. So we decided to revisit again, and it was important that we revisit this policy. Because what are 2 years we have had? We have had the COVID-19 pandemic, we have had dengue, we have had the volcanic eruption, we have had the floods, and we have had Hurricane Elsa. And the entire national system has been tested during the last 2 years. And we thought it fit to revisit and review the policy to ensure that we are not missing anything. The whole resilience framework, our disastrous financing, and a few other activities that the sectors are working on to ensure that we have a good, solid document going forward.
Ms. Forbes is hopeful that the stakeholders will make meaningful contributions to the national CDM policy.
Now, this is a national policy. This is not NEMO's policy. It's a National Comprehensive Disaster Management Policy, utilizing a Caribbean homegrown model, and will be facilitated by one of our own experts in the region, Mr. Jeremy Collymore. And I want to thank Mr. Collymore for working with us during the past 2 years. I'm really pleased by the turnout we have here this morning, and from the representation across the sectors, because we want to have a wide stakeholder engagement and to ensure that persons meaningfully contribute to development of this policy. So I really want to thank you for being here today. I hope it is going to demonstrate your involvement in the development of the policy throughout the next few months.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, Michelle Forbes. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.